Well, yesterday on the show, we heard from Edith Stern, a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor living in the self-help home in Chicago, a house set up decades ago for Holocaust survivors. Another resident there is Margie Oppenheimer. I asked her whether she ever talks with other survivors in the home about the Holocaust.
Actually, telling you the truth, we do not talk about the past that much, if we talk at all about the past. We mention it occasionally, but really, telling you the truth, I don't talk much about it unless I'm asked and then I answer questions.
Why is that?
That's the way I am. I mention I was in the camp and that's it. If they ask more questions, then I will answer them.
Do you find comfort, though, in being around other people who have been through similar horrors?
Of course. It helps. And we are treated like human beings with dignity and pride, and we are cared for like we are special, and we have lots of programs, and they help us to stay alive.
And I know that during the Holocaust, there were many moments that you couldn't believe that you were still alive.
I know. At one point, I wasn't supposed to be alive anymore, but we were in the camp, and we had roll call every day. But this time, we had roll call. They took us to a huge open field. And I thought that the open field was the one where they would kill us now. And then we had to undress naked and march in front of all the dignitaries and all the guards and everything. You know, they made their remarks. And then if you were able to work, they put like a one Roman numeral on my left arm, or if I were able to work, they would put two numerals on my left arm. Well, I was very skinny, and I was always very tiny, so I was not able to work anymore in their eyes. So I was marked to be killed and separated from my two friends. And at night, in the evening, it was still light, and I was standing by the fence and looking, and there wasn't a soul on the whole place where people could walk. But then my two friends came, and we didn't speak. They came to me. I fell down. They pulled me underneath the electric fence to the other side. And I swear to God, it was a God's miracle, because I didn't get touched by the electric wiring and nobody saw me, and we ran to their barracks. I tried to clean off the one mark on my left arm, and so I was free, at least for the night.
Wow. And
then that's how I was saved. But then the next morning we had roll call again, and the commandant said, there's one person too much. Who is that person? Well, I knew very well I was that person, but I was standing behind a very tall lady and hiding, and my cheeks were probably red like tomatoes because they felt like they were on fire. And again he asked, again and again and again, and nobody came forward. So then he took some lady and said, you go to the right. So instead of me, he took one other lady, which I still feel guilty about, because I wanted to live and she was killed because of me. And I can't forget it, because I get reminded of that every day.
Margie Oppenheimer, who is a Holocaust survivor and also a resident of a self-help home in Chicago. Margie, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.